Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent, Steve Bertrand, Kevin Powell, Mary Vandeveld. We're all here. People are responding to our conversation with the union president of the CTA. 630 said Chicago used to have transit police, but the city of Chicago wants to control all of the federal funding to do what they choose. Another person said, I have a friend who is a retired Marine, got a college degree, was not accepted into the police academy 1 year ago, and he is under 35 years of age. 779, I've been jumped on the green line, blue line, and red line. That's a lot. That's from Richard. Here he is. This is the man who today announced he is running for mayor of Chicago. It is Willie Wilson on Chicago's Afternoon News. How are you today, Willie?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. It's a big day. I tweeted a picture of the two of us from the day that I met you the first time in the Pedway in Chicago, and you were kind enough to stop and chat. And that is one thing that I'll give you. You will you'll chat with anybody. You'll pump their gas. You'll do whatever. But you did promise that you would come back on a few weeks ago when you were, maybe it was a month now, going to give the gas away. And I said, come on, Willie. Does this have to do with you running? And you said, well, we'll see, and I'll let you know in a few weeks. And that announcement was made today. What makes you think you've got what it takes to win the mayoral race of Chicago?
Well, I say this much is that, like, the city is not being ran well enough now. You got high crime, you know. You got police department mad with the mayor, lack of big communication issues there. You got economic empowerment is a problem. You got all these problems with mayor, the present mayor right now, don't communicate with nobody but herself, I guess, and a few people around her, but there's no communication. And plus, I just donated $5 million to my own campaign.
Okay, let's talk about that. So you put $5 million in. They say she's got $1.7 million. Experts say she's going to need at least $15 million to get a message out that will connect. How much more are you willing to put into your campaign? Are you going to put $15 million in?
Well, I don't think it takes that. I think that whatever, if somebody give her $15 million, she's indebted to somebody. Yes, man. I'm not indebted to my own money. That's my own money. You know, I won't take, if somebody can walk up and give me $10,000, $15,000, $1 million or $1,000, I wouldn't take it. I'm not looking for that. I'm not bought. I won't be bought. I'm running for the citizen.
Dr. Wilson, it's Steve. You know, we talk a lot about the money you give away and what you're willing to spend in your campaign. What's your net worth?
Well, after the day, it might only be $100, you know?
Well, no, you're throwing this money around, and a lot of it in good causes. I'm just curious as to, I mean, you know, you could round up if you want, round down, but give me a ballpark.
Let me tell you this much. I still work 16 hours a day. And when I came from down south, I worked 13 years without a paycheck. They wouldn't pay me. And I still work just as hard. And so every penny that I make, I'm literally, every penny I make, I give 100% of it away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that, and I don't doubt your work ethic. But, you know, we talk about, you know, J.B. Pritzker being a billionaire, Ken Griffin being a billionaire. And, you certainly are willing to give a lot of money away. And I won't push you on it. It's your own business. It's none of mine. I just thought I'd ask.
No, nothing wrong with you ask. I mean, ask what you want to ask. I'm going to give you the answer that I want to give you, though, you know?
Okay, so, Willie, here's the deal. You said today you're going to hire 4 or 5 different police superintendents to combat the surge of violent crime in the city of Chicago. Where are you going to get the money for that? Because that's not something you can pay for out of your pocket. So where do you find the funding to put a stop to the crime in Chicago?
Well, first of all, you got the taxes are too high. I mean, the people that you right now are a citizen, you lose them out of Chicago left and right. And the ones still here, they're going over to Indiana and buying their gas and grocery and things of that nature as well. Those millions are millions of dollars, all right? You lower these taxes, you get back, you manage your budget, just like I have to manage mine at home. Or the average family got to manage their own budget. Every time you got a problem with politicians these days, they want to raise taxes. But that ain't the answer, raising taxes. The answer is balance no budget and making sure to cut the Fed out. I can do that well. I've been successful in business for a long time, and we're running just like we do our business. But most important, we're running like it's on our own money, not the taxpayer.
Let me get your response to this. This was Mayor Lightfoot's response to your gas giveaway with her gas giveaway.
I don't react to what other people do, other than the residents of our city. The gas prices were spiking way before this stuff happened. We thought about ways in which we can constructively provide relief for our residents. And we want to do it in a responsible way, in a way that's going to be impactful. And we've announced that a couple weeks back regarding both gas cards that people can get without having to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Also in encouraging people who ride the CTA to provide them some relief as well.
So, Willie, do you think your gas giveaway, which obviously was intended to launch your campaign, do you think it made her make the moves that she has made?
I think it's some truth to that. But I thought it was against the law to use taxpayers' dollars. Shouldn't she be a lockup for that?
Do you want to lock up Mayor Lightfoot?
Should she be locked up for using taxpayer dollars?
Let's use your words then. So are you saying that you did give away that gas for campaign purposes?
No. Look at my way first. Look at my record.
I get that. Let me finish.
I donated money to help the citizen. If you look at my records in 1996, I've been giving money away. Six months ago, I was down in New Orleans, took $1 million down there, and gave to the citizens on the street in New Orleans 6 months ago for Ida.
Dr. Wilson,
I wasn't running for mayor down there. Your answer this year. I would never put money up, okay, to buy vote or politics or nothing. I give from the heart. I've been doing that for 30, 40 years.
Listen, let me make my point. I don't doubt you, and I said that you've been giving money away all the time, but you just said that Mayor Lightfoot was giving taxpayers a break because of the high fuel costs for political purposes. And she's doing it to give the same drivers a break that you're helping. Why? What's the difference? I mean, it sounds to me like you kind of were making the point that you were giving away gas for votes as well.
Well, wait. There's a difference there. I use my own money. All right? She using taxpayer dollars, what she want to do. That's a big difference there, all right? And then, too, is that if she want to give some money away for people gas, but if she don't have the money to give away, like maybe I perhaps gave it away, why don't she cut her paycheck and contribute that?
Yeah, all right, Willie. It's a good point.
You got 30 seconds here. Tell me what is going to make you the better mayor than anyone else who is running.
Well, one is I'm not going to mess with and try to cut people out of religion freedom. The other is that I'm honest, I'm open, I use my own money. I'm not bought by anybody, and I got to communicate with everybody. And I understand business. I understand how to balance budget. I'm not going to piss off the police department who protects us all, and I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to be able to communicate with people, and we make the decision together. I can't make a decision for and by myself and be right on for 4, 5, 6, 7 million people. That's plain on stupid. I must admit this, though, to you. I made a hell of a mistake in endorsing her 3 years ago.
Have you had a conversation with her since you've had that endorsement?
No. When last time we talked was when I, called her, and she texted me back, said she was too busy running the city of Chicago. That was when I first endorsed her and after she got in office.
Willie, what makes you think that you have what it takes now to be the mayor when you haven't successfully been elected in the past?
Well, if you call right, you'll know a little bit about your history. Abraham Lincoln ran 21 times before he became president of the United States. I think you're always successful when you keep going and you keep running. You're not successful if you quit. That's a failure if you quit. I never quit in my life. They told me when I was down south, seventh grade education, and ran away from home that I would be a nobody. All right? If I had to stop then, I wouldn't be able to help the people we're helping now. I use that those same philosophy in life that got me where I'm at today. And this will continue to do that. And putting the Lord first, of course.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News, Willie. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys, too.
Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.